Time now for the Chatham County Roundup. Presented, as always, by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And I mentioned a little while ago what we're going to be talking about today. There is an event happening tomorrow evening at Jordan Matthews High School in Siler City called The Impact of Poverty on Public Education, presented by Our Chatham and the Chatham News and Records. So we've got three special guests in the studio today to talk about the event and the issue. From left to right on your radio dial, Bill Horner from the Chatham News and Record, Eric Furkenhoff from the UNC School of Media and Journalism, a.k.a. the Hussman School of Media and Journalism.
That's right.
And Tyke Cowden, who's with Communities and Schools of Chatham County. You can find more on them at cischatham.org. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So who wants to get started? Tell us about the event tomorrow, first of all.
Bill? Well, I'll start. This is the second of our One Chatham events that the News and Record is sponsoring with Our Chatham. And so we created these events with the idea of having a community conversation over pertinent, relevant topics, trying to just have information, dialogue, solutions about that. And so Eric and I have been working on these projects for quite a while now. And so this is our second. The first one was on socioeconomic inequality, and we wanted the second one to be about education, and we just felt like poverty and education was a great topic.
Yeah. Tell us about the entire initiative. What does it entail?
Well, the event or the
just One Chatham, in general.
One Chatham is a collaboration between Our Chatham, which is based at UNC, and the News and Record. We got together and thought like a town hall style type of event where we're hearing from the community and bringing the community together to talk about issues that are really weighing on that community would be a good idea, not only to generate stories, but to start hearing solutions to real problems that are impacting Chatham.
How did the first event go?
Oh, it went great. We had probably double the crowd that we expected and so forth. So we're hoping that by being on here, thank you. We'll get quite a crowd tomorrow at Jordan Matthews.
And again, the topic's going to be the impact of poverty on public education. So what is the actual forum going to entail tomorrow night? Is going to be there?
So we've got five panelists, and of course, Tyke Cowden is here as one of the five. So we've got Tyke and Hasmine Mendoza-Sosa from the Communities and Schools. We've got Jamie Dietze from the Chatham County Education Foundation. And we've got Dr. Larry Savage and Dr. Chris Poston from Chatham County Schools. So the idea is to ask Tyke and the other panelists questions about their own experiences, working in the schools to see how poverty impacts these kids and it impacts their ability to get a good education.
Yeah, Tyke, what's your experience?
So working with Communities and Schools, we're a youth-serving nonprofit out of Siler City. We started our program 6 years ago at Chatham Middle School. Our program works to work with families and the kids to try and overcome some of these topics that we've been discussing today, primarily poverty, to really identify what those needs are in those kids and then find resources available in the community that we can help support those families to overcome some of those obstacles created not only by poverty, but living in an environment with limited opportunities to do extracurricular activities, limited transportation, enrichment opportunities. So really being a liaison between the schools and the families in that community to bring those resources together.
What actually is the impact of poverty on students in the schools? How do we see that tangibly?
So that's a big topic, but there are a number of correlations that we can look to. North Carolina Medical Journal states that children in North Carolina living in poverty is 1 in 5. For white children, that's 1 in 8. For communities of color, that number triples to 36%. So knowing that and knowing the communities that we're working in, we really want to take what we already know and figure out ways to come up with some solutions to overcome those obstacles. Poverty leads to children being behind, both cognitively, motor skills, diminishes their ability to concentrate, remember information, attentiveness, curiosity, and motivation. It creates a readiness gap. As they get old, that only grows as they get older. It's correlated to ACEs scores, which are adverse childhood experiences.
I was just thinking about that, yeah.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to diving deep into what those facts are, how those outcomes we've seen, and then more importantly, as a group and a community, what we can do together, what's mm-hmm. working within Chatham County Schools. As a nonprofit, what are we doing that's been successful for the past 30 years? And then what can we do together to really overcome some of those obstacles?
Speaking with Tyke Cowden, Eric Furkenhoff, Bill Horner, again talking about the impact of poverty on public education, which is going to be a forum tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., Jordan Matthews High School in Siler City. And Tyke, you were talking about the different impacts, and I was thinking about, I think we just last week got the K through 12 public school grades from the state, and I'm sure it's the same this year, but I remember having this conversation last year when the grades came out, and the correlation between student achievement on a school by school level and the percentage of students in that school who are on free and reduced lunch is just staggering. And I think we were looking at the numbers in Chatham County, where if you just know the percentage of students who are on free and reduced lunch, you know what grade the school got with 100% accuracy, because that is the impact of not having those opportunities, the impact of dealing with poverty and other serious situations at home. It has a huge impact on achievement in school, and that's all across the board.
And if you take that further, if you don't achieve in school, if you don't answer poverty, mm-hmm. you're not going to answer education.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't answer education, then there's a whole host of other issues, from crime to housing to just job placement, et cetera, that are also at stake. So, again, solve poverty, perhaps you'll solve education, and then we can go on from there.
So what works? What are the best practices that we know?
I think one of the values for us in having this panel is, just because you are disadvantaged and you grow up in poverty doesn't mean that you are stuck mm-hmm. in a certain path.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there are kids who achieve great things academically who grow up in poverty situations. So what do those kids, what's the differentiation for those kids and their peers? So that's one of the things that I know particularly Dr. Savage is going to be able to talk about, and Tyke as well, to talk about what do these kids need? What can we as a community do for these kids and for these schools that have these high free and reduced lunch numbers? What can we do for them? How can we engage with those schools to raise the level of performance for those kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just to add to that, you know, there are a number of programs currently in existence in Chatham County Schools. AVID, which is Advancement Via Individual Determination, is an outstanding program that's existed for quite a while through Mr. Terry Greenland. Also the dual language program. I know at Chatham Middle School, they've been instituting restorative justice circles. They've also instituted a family a parent resource center at the school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, finding ways to connect with students, parenting classes. We're also meeting basic needs. So food insecurity, clothes insecurity, transportation. Really looking at all those things primarily at the basic level to then build off of those to get a little deeper as we try and solve this problem.
Yeah. And I know the correct answer to this question that I'm about to ask is both, but just in terms of relative importance, how much of this problem is addressed by having certain programs in the schools, and how much of this problem is addressed by addressing poverty first and foremost?
Both.
Yeah.
preface the question
with the answer, right?
I think it's important to add that, too, that parental involvement is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that we look to schools so much as a society to fix our kids' problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you look at kids who perform in superior levels academically, there's got to be some level of parental involvement. They have books in the home. The kids are encouraged to read. They're encouraged to really fall in love with education and pursue it instead of being, you know, ambivalent toward it, which folks who in poverty, that's the correlation is that's where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also, you know, it's a bigger picture. You know, it's an investment by our state, by our country into our education. You know, you look at North Carolina per pupil spending, and we rank 45th, you know, in 2016. We look at student services per pupil, we rank 48th. And so I think the schools are doing what they can with the resources that they have, but it's really going to take an investment by us all to really change the narrative from what it's been.
Eric, add to your earlier answer.
Of both,
yeah.
I think Bill and Tyke hit on it exactly. I mean, the parental involvement, the community involvement. This can't be done with schools babysitting children, mm-hmm. especially in a state where we have such poor teacher pay, such low standards for putting counselors in schools, for example, and so forth. They need the resources where they're not pulling out of their pocket to buy the equipment for the room, like pencils and paper and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So the community can help, the parents can help, but I think Tyke hits on it as well. The state, we're looking at the next generation coming up, mm-hmm. the generation we're raising right now. Why isn't the state taking advantage of the resources that they have and this apparent good economy that's tilting to invest in the children and make a difference and solve so many other problems that lead off it?
Speaking with Eric Furkenhoff, Bill Horner, Ty Cowden. Again, this event is tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., Jordan Matthews High School in Siler City, the impact of poverty on public education. Got to wrap up in a second, but before we do, first of all, Ty, more on communities and schools. People want to know more. What do you do? Where can they go to find out?
Yeah, shout out to a team back in Siler City. I know they're out working hard today in the schools and in the community. Go to our website, ciaschatham.org. Find out more ways of how to volunteer. We have mentoring opportunities, lunch buddy opportunities, become a tutor, many ways to get involved, and we would love to engage with you and share a little bit more about our awesome program out in Chatham County.
And then Bill and Eric, anything more that people need to know about tomorrow night or the One Chatham Initiative, what's coming up later?
Well, tomorrow night, that's from 7 to 8:30. From 7 to 8 will be the panel discussion. We'll take audience questions beginning at 8. It's free, no charge. Come to Jordan Matthews. We'll have a handout that has a bunch of information. And we hope to produce a document coming out of this event with some substantive ideas about how the community can be involved in helping to solve this problem.
And I think important to mention, for especially the Siler City community, is that the handouts, et cetera, will be in dual language. Mm-hmm. They'll be in both Spanish and English. And our Chatham, you can find at ourchatham.com.
So go there and get more information. And again, CISChatham.org for more on communities and schools. Bill, Eric, Tyke, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
And this has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. You can find them online at WeaverStreetRealty.com.